Shin Vav Beis Yisvav. I'm chalik in the base of Monas B'Shabbat Yochel and the Hat of Goyim. The person is giving out portions of food to his family. He could make a lottery. Loima, the mi, she yates a girl plagne, yea, chalik plagne, she loves. You pick this number, you get this portion. Another number, you get different portions. For who is she yea, chalok m'shovim, vein oitel grey lahash, voisom, she loves yatilu kinamine. This type of thing. He's permitted only if Etzem there's no difference between the Chalokim and the Meva, there's no problem of gambling because they're really getting all the same thing, and it also doesn't look like you're doing any business transaction. If he gives one first and the second one later, the one's going to think that maybe the other one got a better portion than him. So therefore, he makes the lottery to make him all feel good. Aval imacherim also, but such a thing cannot be done with other people other than his own family. Since they're mafid on one another, more than brothers and sisters will be mafid on one another, concerned that he's going to say, oh, yours looks bigger, and they come to measure it, and which is also to measure away things on Shabbos. Even so, the Mishnah says you can't give it out without a girl, because if you're not doing a girl, asking this lottery, we assume that they're not going to make a whole fuss over who gets what. The fact that there is some tension between everybody and they need to come to do a lottery shows that there is a certain level of theta, therefore we have that limitation. But you can't do the lottery for people other than your own family. That to make a lottery, we'll get the bigger portion. That is also even during the week, because the Mechaber holds it also to do any type of gambling. He holds it in a type of gezel to Rabbanan, because people do the gambling only because they're sure they're going to win. They don't really want to give it to the other person. Yes, the other person will win. He won't win. Yeah. The different raffles that they have, the various attendants explain why that's permitted. We're not going to go into it right now. So once again, if they're making a lottery for one piece against a small piece, it's also to do even during the weekday, even for his own family members. And surely on Shabbos, then it's also a type of business transaction. And Mechaber continues, So those that are more lenient, they say that if anyway, all the food that's being given out belongs to the father, and just the children are getting it, and I'm not so much on one another, then it is permitted to do this girl, even if one piece is bigger than the other. And once again, they're all family members. And Moses says, also the half of the girl, the Shabbos, the field, the any who be. To make this lottery in the case where his daughter, it doesn't make a difference if the one who's doing the actual lottery is a Jew or a girl. The Shabbos says that if you used to make a type of lottery, who gets to the Kadeshian? They were more available than the work addition, they make a lottery, or gets an aliyah for the Torah, that is permitted. Either on Shabbat, like we see in the Beis HaMikdash, there was also a lottery who does which avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. Since it's for mitzvahs, it's permitted. Mishra brings one of the Achareinim that says that the shame, the Shavus Yaakov, that the type of lottery you let it do is not. They have different pieces of paper that have things written on them. That is also, it's only also the usage is safer. I guess it depends on which, you pick a number, and if it comes out to you got the right number that was put in the safer, or closer to the number that was written in the safer, you win the lottery. So we're bringing from the Mogen Avram that even for Dvar Mitzvah is also to make the lottery. I'm not talking about the Kadeshim, because that was said it's permitted, but a lottery of different foods, even though the foods can be used for mitzvah. You'll have to tell your friends fill up his kli with produce, and you'll have to say that on Shabbos. It's not considered business, even though you are giving it to him. But since you're not making a specific measure, not specifying a specific measure, Chazal permitted this in Torah. Shabbos, if you need it for Shabbos. We're talking about a case where you fill up his measure and you take it home. Linda between Yuchel and Midah Lishma Tokil Shel Rokeach, or to the actual permitting one to, he wants to buy something from his friend on Shabbos. He's not going to discuss the prices on Shabbos, but he just wants a specific amount. So if he brings his own kli, or uses the one who's selling to him's kli, and he takes that kli home, that's permitted because it doesn't look like he's doing business. But if he takes the kli of the one who's selling it to him to measure the amount, then afterwards he pours it back into his own kli, and then it looks like he's measuring, and then it's also